obstacles in bhakti, anarthas, kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya, kaam means desire, means that it's one of the most preoccupying desires of the human mind. It's usually desiring lust, man desiring woman, woman desiring man. So kaam then krodh, which is lust and greed, lust and desire, and krodh, anger. When kaam or lust or desire is frustrated or obstructed, anger arises. Then there's loba. If loba means greed, excuse me, krodha means anger. When kaam is obstructed, anger rises. And the third one is kaam, krodha, loba. Loba means greed. If kaam, lust is fulfilled, greed arises. Moha, delusion. When there is anger or greed, one becomes deluded. One is unable to see things as they are. Mada means pride or intoxication. Excuse me. Moha. Moha means delusion. When there is anger or greed, one becomes deluded. And one is unable to see things as they are. So krodh, kaam, krodh, lobh, moha. And the next one is mada, pride or intoxication. If one is successful in fulfilling one's greed, one becomes proud and intoxicated. Anger also leads to this. Anger also leads to intoxication of pride. Angry person will disrespect others as an outcome of mada. Matsarya, envy. Matsarya, envy. So kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya. So the final outcome of the series is envy. Envious person does not want anyone to surpass him or her. This is the outcome of pride. If one does nice service, usually he'll get praised. So how do we avoid becoming proud? If one performs favorable seva, then some praise and also criticism is bound to come. If one knows that he's doing service, if one remembers and always keeps in mind that one is doing service only by the grace of Guru and Krishna, then there's no possibility of one's becoming proud. Seva is a privilege, not a right. If one does become proud, that means one has a hidden desire for praise. If there is no desire for praise, one will not become proud, no matter how much praise one receives. Desires are very subtle, therefore one should be deeply introspective.